It's a Tuesday. What do? On Tuesdays, we do the FHN Down the Dock program, and we head to FHN this morning. We head to the FHN Vein Center, and Cammy Robinson is with us again today. Hey, Cammy, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you again. Remind us now about your role at FHN at the Vein Center.
So I am the nurse here at the Vein Center. The Vein Center is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we see a variety of people needing different vein consultations, procedures, and patients following up. And I've been at FHN for almost 7 years now.
Cammy, I know that the Vein Center has been very busy and has actually expanded since we began talking to each other here. You've opened up 5 years ago. Tell us about what types of services now are offered at the Vein Center.
So usually we start a patient with a free screening or a vein consultation. At these appointments, we ultrasound the legs, looking for reflux or backflow of the blood with an ultrasound camera. These patients usually come to us after having some kind of symptoms of like leg pain, leg heaviness, itching in the legs, or swelling. We do endovenous laser ablations, which is when a optic fiber is inserted directly into a targeted vein. Heat is delivered to that vein to collapse it. We do phlebectomies, which is when tiny incisions are made over top of the varicose veins, and then we remove a piece of it to shut down the blood supply to that varicosity. We also do sclerotherapy. That's where we inject a medication into spider veins, and that will cause them to shrink and disappear. Sclerotherapy is cosmetic, though, so that is one that the patient would have to pay out of pocket because insurance usually doesn't cover that.
You know, and as you talk about this, Cammy, you know, you're talking about top-line technology there at the Vein Center, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about, as we think about varicose veins, and you mentioned this in terms of, a cosmetic problem, but typically, however, the people that you see more regularly is that it's not merely just a cosmetic problem. Tell us about what problems your patients come in with and the problems that you can help resolve.
So we see a lot of varicose veins. People develop these because the valves within the vein get weak or damaged, and that starts a backflow of blood within the vein. That will cause that vein to stretch and twist, and then it becomes more visual under the skin. So that's when you start getting a lot of pain and burning and cramping. A lot of people say they have heaviness in their legs, especially later in the day. And this is causing people to have to like sit and take breaks more often than what they're used to.
And so what you're talking about is the blood is on a one-way street, but it's going the wrong way. Is that the issue?
Yes, that's correct.
What about men and women? Are they equally susceptible to varicose veins, or is this, we think about typically this is with women only, but tell us about this.
Women are more at risk to get varicose veins. Reason for that is the hormonal changes that females have throughout life, from puberty, pregnancy, and menopause. Those all can cause the veins, the walls within the veins to start to bulge. Men can develop varicose veins as well. We see many men here as well. And risk factors to develop these is when people throughout their life tend to do more standing, sitting for prolonged periods. Family history is a big one. As you gain weight and become overweight, that can cause pressure. Pregnancy causes pressure on those veins. And then just getting older, your risk for varicose veins increases.
I assume that smoking would also be bad for your veins?
Oh, yes. Smoking is bad. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, now, talk a little bit about when this becomes such an issue with listeners out there, and they're thinking about, what Cammy's talking about here kind of maybe applies to me, but when it becomes such an issue that maybe you should be looked at and potentially surgically treated?
When the pain and the heaviness and itching and swelling and all that start interfering with your daily life, when you're having to change what you do in your life, your hobbies, your job, just climbing steps, then that's when we say it's time to come in for a consultation. We will ultrasound the legs then and look for that reflux and look at those varicose veins. And if we see reflux then in there, then we start discussing the ablation.
And I assume that when you go in with the ultrasound, that that's a completely painless procedure, right?
Right, yeah. The ultrasound is a very nice, just kind of runs up and down your leg. Nothing invasive with the ultrasound at all.
All right, well, let's talk about surgery. What is that like? Is it complicated, recovery time? And, of course, the other big issue is it covered by insurance?
All of our vein procedures here are minimally invasive, which means any of the incisions we make are very small. Recovery is very quick and easy. Once the radiologist has determined that you're a candidate for a vein procedure and you complete the conservative therapy, we usually start with the laser ablation. Laser ablation is just one incision with that optic fiber that's threaded through the vein. We burn that vein and it collapses. It does require just a couple needle sticks on the inner thigh to numb the area. If we need to move on to a phlebectomy, that's minimally invasive as well. That's just a couple puncture sites to remove the portions of the varicose veins. There's no stitches, nothing like that. That's local anesthesia to numb the sites also. Insurance usually covers these procedures after a 3-month conservative therapy. So at the consult, we measure both the legs and get an accurate measurement for thigh-high stockings or full pantyhose stockings, compression stockings. Those stockings have to be worn daily for 3 months. After 3 months, we reevaluate how the patient's feeling, and if the symptoms are still the same as they were before conservative therapy, then we move on, and insurance is usually good with that then.
Cammie, I think that in the past that you told me that actually with some of these procedures that you're talking about, that the patients actually end up just going back to work on the same day.
Yes, they can, as long as there's no heavy lifting. We don't want them to lift anything heavier than 10 pounds for about a week, just to make sure that there's no injury to the vein.
What about cosmetic type vein issues? You know, that talk about that. How can they be treated and what's considered cosmetic? And I think you've already mentioned that cosmetic is not covered by insurance or Medicare.
Right. So we have the sclerotherapy for patients that are concerned about the appearance of spider veins. And that's where that medication's injected and the spider vein collapses and disappears. So cosmetic is meaning it's not medically necessary. So something like that insurance usually doesn't cover. So that is out of pocket for the patient.
And how can someone find out if they really are a candidate for vein surgery or vein treatment?
So I usually, when I talk to the patient, say a good place to start is to come in for a free screening. If they're unsure, we offer free screenings to anyone with symptoms. If they have visual varicose veins, the heaviness or pain, no referral is needed for a free screening. And that's an ultrasound of the leg, and we just look for reflux within that vessel. And if we do find reflux, then the patient can go ahead and move on to that full consultation where we're measuring all the veins, the diameter, and then how long that vein's refluxing. We do ask for these, though, that the patients are able to stand for 15 minutes. It is a long time that we are ultrasounding, so they are needing to stand for 15 minutes at a time. And then once we start getting into procedures, they have to be able to walk for 1 mile or 15 minutes continuously.
And I know that this is, having the vein center there at FHN, you're about the only vein center around in the area right now, right?
Right. Yeah. We see people from all over.
All right. Very good. How can people find out more information about the screening or learn more about your vein center, Cammie?
They can go to our FHN website, www.fhn.org. There is a lot of information on there. There is a screening tool that they can use. Or they can call us at the vein clinic. Our number is nice and easy. It's 815-599-VEIN.
All right. Very good, Cammie. Always great to talk to you. Great information again. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
That's Cammie Robinson. She's from the FHN Vein Center there. And the preceding brought to you today and sponsored by FHN.